Mr. Bundy, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Bundy there, please.
He's en route back from the State Department, sir. Expect him momentarily.
Is this it?
He's not there, Mr. President. He's over the State Department. His brother's swearing in.
Oh, wish I'd known he'd have gone for sure.
He's en route back, sir. Should be back in a few minutes. Can I call you?
Yeah, yes, thank you. Anybody in the New York Times talked to you about Panama?
No, and I haven't called them. Do you want me to?
Somebody ought to tell them. I don't know whether you ought to or who ought to. If it may be, it'd be somebody better than Russ's outfit, but somebody ought to say to them this. That Solis and Marino saying that this means a new treaty has got to be written. Mm-hmm. We cannot ever negotiate a treaty and get it ratified.
Yep.
With that kind of a statement, agreeing to it in advance before we see it.
Right. That I'll
and that point's got to be made. That,
all right, I'll make it.
That we just have got to be able to say that we sat down and worked it out based on equity and not on threats ahead of time.
And not on statements that we'd agreed to do it before we ever agreed to recognize us.
Why in the hell didn't you tell me Bill's being sworn in? That's the only appointment I've made in this administration. I'd like to have gone myself.
Well, Mr. President, I looked at your schedule, well, to be honest with you. Why don't you give him a telephone call if you get a chance?
Oh, well, I've got to go to this reception.
Of course you do.
Are you going to come over?
Yes, sir.
All right.